Right, good evening, everyone. Got more media than counselor tonight, I think. So welcome to the public information session on the evaluation of
Thank you very much. It is good to be
here.
This is actually the first time I've been to the U.S. City Hall offices. For me to be able to be here. Although I've worked in
Iqaluit,
it is always pleasant to come and see the changes it is great to see the growth, and of course that is
one of
the issues that we're talking about. I will endeavor to give
a High Points
version, but
some of the
thought and options and recommendations. Quickly, we are going to discuss what we discussed in this presentation. Water supply, you've noted. I'm not going to spend very much time. I will spend a little
bit on
that because they're not always crystal clear. And opportunities. I'm just going to skip through this. However, one key point that drives a lot of this is that in terms of storage in the
water,
it's not just storage over the winter, because we have a particular constraint we run into. One is at the end of the winter, prior to freshet, so that's from Apex, as we're doing right now. And the other one is how much storage we need to move ahead. And requirements and evaluation. Just going to skip through this. The city is growing. And we discuss how fast it's growing, but the reality is that we're
needing
more water here. The timeline may be a little bit in question, but we will need. So there is new federal funding available. I will mention this one.
Actually
show pretty well some of the things if you look at the green,
the
supply issues is that the green areas, current
Manna.
Water is available into Lake Geraldine.
Tasir Geraldine Wood.
Much smaller than.
Mikitun Xerna Nakungo Kungata.
Right.
Kung Nagayata Lakpianito.
And that is much smaller than the.
Mikin Nixang with yourself, we're going to Kung and Ekalu Kung and
the size of them directly related to the amount of. Takwa,
Imakarling, a Fijo Tigitu Tegwa.
So, what's been happening the last 3 years?
Is
in the spring,
been
pumping water out of Apex, multiple fire hose. That's been replaced with a semi-permanent, I'll call it, pipeline. HDPE. And because of low water in Apex,
in 2019, that
was with the fire hose rig. So we've already. Had some experience.
Tamana atok sema yabutana atikangi to tasir emektar wigil lutigo.
When we went into this,
tamana isu magila parle at lutigo.
Obvious place to look.
Peula angulaukto.
It's the by far the biggest source of water.
Ekaluiko ng tasila tani.
As we see short in following on.
Nunang wong tao tuksugo. So Bogonel Imakang Nexayo
watershed.
We'll
talk about the challenges of that. But the challenges
we look
at unnamed lake as a
Tana Tasher Atikangito
near term very real possibility. Ultimately would as I mentioned, Silver Grinnell is a large enough flow that
Angiyok
flows that we would be if we're taking water from.
Kurektilugo.
Akagulukta
piyum naktok.
Enough water that we can.
Imakaktok na magtumi. Imakagayakang nito yabut na maguti kayakto kasiyane. Akokta ko te kaokto. Atani tagwane.
Local HTA.
Dakto ang unasukti katimajingit. Ikayokto ngitlaring matataksu mga kung mit. Akto ako yung mitut. Asingit ayong na ko te kaong mayuit. Unikar na pangi.
This map shows the two options
linked to the atikangitu tasip, tasip mitpun.
Line options, and those are very schematic. Those are not
okay,
this is where a pipeline would run. This
is
from here running it.
We're
showing the kind of utilizes some existing
information.
From Silver Grinnell, we looked at
Silver Grinnell,
to consider further
our
upper end to the left, that's Site B. The site B has
B,
the best configuration to
takes,
which is a real issue on
river sites.
We
see pickpockets
in river sites regularly.
But
has a best
configuration
intakes.
Another
place we looked at was
site A.
Site A was down near the end of the runway.
Mitagwe o isuane in the park. Tagna Vitagwe Ushoni to Akute, Higlianito, Tagna Pekata, Ishomagayo.
And as we said, I said the unnamed lake options. Number one is generically it would be somewhere in that route. Now, in design, you choose a route. Now, the fundamental technical difference between those as a pumping engineer, that when you look at 100 meters above Lake Geraldine,
100 meters
meters below it,
Silver Grinnell, 165 feet, Silver Grinnell,
it's not a small amount. When we look at the amount of, we call it an engineering head difference. The 100-meter head difference.
100 meters.
Sufficient to, you can run a small amount. Unnamed Lake, we've been doing a lot of looking at it. As I mentioned, with unnamed
lake,
whether it was installed or not, you'd have to evaluate whether it makes sense to have a small hydro plant. We note in the bottom of this is that
the watershed.
would be able to supply the entire
Very quickly,
we're taking a bunch of water out. We don't really And in operating it, there's a couple It's basically you have a pretty good sized pipeline.
Both
Silver Grinnell and some operations in
Silver Grinnell, 7.5 kilometers.
Further in here, you you effectively don't have to pump it.
The part of it is that
you have to have a small pump to be able to fill the pipe. It jumped out at me on the benefits and because we don't need to start with the reservoir. They don't solve, without the reservoir, they don't solve the running water under the ice. So you have to increase So it requires any of the summer only operations, operated low enough that it would catch the spring but other than that, And in terms of operations, I mentioned with the startup and shutdown, year-round operations
pretty much run stably because you're not
Taima khomwage atoka jange matana sululenga midlo ato
cost wise
capital a year round pipeline CNC, and you would out of town ike
have to have
a ike at khatse re harajang me utana emanga khwa khona go
you would not be operating it actually
taima ka gulima go unna ga jange to ema ema manga yo ar me atogo jange mata
it would be running well below capacity of the
tana actualo
and I
ko hanu millo ga jange to sibulle me
understand it is a concern
tana isumaru nang man
many other communities and
asine nona leo yo okay utakto me
I've been involved in all four of the ones we see there
ta ko te samane ta ko ya sine pele ge hata usi me yuma ta ko nane jo haven cambridge bay melo
all of them have
ta ko anga ko le mamo aula ta wat me pele ge jo ta hapatu im me wat me ta se me me im hauten in
the luxury of this of having Lake Geraldine is we have
na emta be tap ba man emiku we lo ne lo akauna roti u jo emahte na rasuria emahte na unna ga ja tonelo
all these other places have a single day of
ta ko asin hauta ma to si timoto ina pile na sulule khang mata
I know Rankin has frozen their life.
Na kan sene me ko hatta to sululeng. Ila niko atrauna ron ne hatta mata. Da ma tamane atok taw battu ne da ma di palong ne atok pattu. Emile jute ne.
Get it all back in place. It'd be a royal pain in the butt to do.
Da ma pilegeer to yo palo golo kisene akauna xawlo tema
Cambridge Bay those ones went
pe kazak to chair
installation went in
dan nasublulik 2016 nu taw ngin xawyo me pyung ngin xamae asigi lautui kanuse mangitto taman imau subrutia shamagilugo imakwa ga yakpat
but
shuga gun nang ninginni
it's not kristiane unattainable technology
kaugi majao legon nakto akitaulo ni sibuniani
So do you want to have questions now or should we
go to the Karumabe?
I think we're good till the end.
Go to Kayum Nakugo.
I'll run very quickly over the Silver Grinnell.
Silver Grinnell.
Table a little bit longer.
Tamanna.
As I mentioned earlier, there's lots of water there.
Okakagama imakatiatok.
Finding the right site is There's been a fair amount of work done.
Pilere ango shimayok shublulik nakit site B.
Is
nirwaktau shimatilugo.
Depending on the routing, is at least
7 kilometers. We take in the kagayak to shublulik.
Seven and a half. You need power. There's lots of.
How makotit tulu agayak to? Akose agayakarlone.
Have to be able to get out for the start.
Tabunga pigyago tingani tabunga kunda agayakarapsi.
It's a lot of power.
Amma kaum makotilio.
Have to have that.
Tumi atok tum magayaluk. Ima kausi kagkan agayakarlone.
I'm trying to think of an analogy which would be, if you have a boat.
Umi akarobit.
Good size outboard motor on it.
Ang yumit aulo te kaktumit.
I know a lot of them have it. 200 horse.
200 horsepower.
And a kicker, but yeah.
Amma.
What Sylvia Grinnell takes in terms of pumping effort
is 700 horsepower. 700 horsepower.
Multiply it roughly times 3 or 4.
It's
certainly doable.
I mean,
these are good sized pumps in the context
of the nationwide.
But it is a significant cost of
operating.
The unnamed lake option. Looking at the elevation difference.
This
is a very different. If we forget the hydropower thing, it operates with minimal capital costs, I'm actually a little bit worried on this. Those numbers are not legitimate,
right?
I think the ratios are probably okay. Sylvia Grinnell is going to cost about twice what the lake would cost.
An unnamed lake.
And the
year-round is
more expensive
than
some only operations in capital. That does not consider the required reservoir for the summer
operations.
Okay, so summarizing, and then we can maybe have some questions. Without considering the reservoir, when you start up the system, the reservoir, the summer only operations is the lowest capital cost, but it does require the year round operation, the lowest capital cost, heating and circulation of
that.
And the Sylvia Grinnell system.
Okay.
Questions?
Thank you for that presentation. Our questions, I'm assuming Roman will have some as well. Does administration have a recommendation?
Yes, thank you for the question. Staff have been involved with this ever since this has happened in
2018-2019.
I also sat in on the recent
HTA.
HTA is strongly against consultations a couple years ago.
They
reversed that.
Well.
in recent consultations.
Mana shark lutai mai lilak me yu
the unnamed lake.
Dan eka yok tu yu tashir ate khangito.
Would recommend the
ubagudle tashir ate khangito au yai nakku au lag de gupe khona yak tabut.
We have a Second reservoir is also fits in well with our funding program, but it's also valuable.
It allows us to mitigate
disasters and provide. Thanks.
Open it up to our very large floor. All right. I definitely support the idea of having an additional reservoir. One of my biggest issues right now is long-term water supply. Running out of water before they're out of high school. This is an 18-year-old. I'm just wondering, make a longer term.
Go ahead.
All right. As we show in the presentation, one thing that I would say is the most straightforward thing is to consider taking all of the water in the apex system. We certainly recognize that what we've done to date has been working within DFO guidelines to not those withdrawal guidelines.
It's
certainly a possibility. Consider saying, okay, we recognize the damage that we are going to do to it fully. As we note in the slides, population of about 46,000 people.
46,000.
That certainly should be able to answer that question. It's not right now. That would be on the table.
And
then there is to get a Star Trek reference, and there is yet another. Actually, Star Wars. There is another option. Watersheds near there are other watersheds for that future.
Thanks for that. Yes, that was something that we brought up during this exercise. Is 75-year plus plan.
75.
So as part of our long-term water
project,
we are proposing that some additional studies be done in the area to gather that data. strategy, long-term water supply project. We've been discussing that with Stantec as well. Plans to include that.
Back
to unnamed lake itself. In recognition of Councillor Nuttall, who's not here tonight, we need a lake. It has to happen at some point in time.
Okay.
How comfortable are we at this point with the information we've gathered with the recharge rate that occurs there every year? And what do we know about the structural integrity as it relates to climate change around
the perimeter?
Essentially reservoir that right
now.
I'll say that as you've noted, this study is complete. As a principle, the recharge into a body is
proportionate
to the area of the recharge. Recharge area into unnamed lake,
then
so to what you have with Geraldine with the unnamed lake. So we will be able to say something more
affordable
for this level.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you for your presentation. Following that question, I guess, has it been discussed and would it be essentially dam some part of the
underground lake?
Collecting or stopping the water from
people. Well, coincidentally, one of the things we are recommending at this moment is a weir, a flow monitoring weir, out discharge from that.
So
we have information on flows, but it's indirect. It's not
direct.
This particular year's all the water into unnamed lake, moving it over to our
then that
would
in
the
apex
unnamed lake into the apex river.
Hey, Walter, this is Dave Lutzi. I could chime in a bit on at least the water and hydrology and climate change side of
it.
So we have a pretty good hydrological record on apex down at the mouth and part of that water is smaller. Apex, and we know that there has been a bunch of work in the past on the on the long-term climate change impacts. Meet the long-term needs of the city. So we know that even with the unnamed lake, we do still have a lot of uncertainty of drainage area and contributing area on that. I think that as Walter had mentioned and someone, one of the others have alluded to, that like one of the main factors is like the capacity to store water. So gives us that additional capacity to store water. And I think in the short term we've shown that in terms of supplementation in the summer, that it has been adequate, and
one-year data
showed that the lake levels recovered relatively quickly, so that there we don't have enough data, just given the proposals previously was to like set up a measurement where restrictions on that river, is to at least set up a where to be able to quantify the levels with a lot better certainty, and then get a bit more sense on what that would entail. But we have also looked at other options, such as even with DFO regulations, we'd be able to supplement relatively easily with water from the Burton River, which isn't that far from help at all or clarify your question?
Go ahead, Councillor Stevenson.
Just quickly, that last sentence I didn't hear. Did you say
potentially, like if we start looking at like if you know growth of the Cowet
and know
that the nearby viable water sources. Burton River is definitely on our list, or at least in the back of our heads. If
I
don't think that's a solution, I think supplementation from unnamed in the short term would be sufficient, but if it wasn't you, that having that flexibility the apex is also if we ignore the kind of DFO restrictions is more than sufficient volumes. I think in the most recent analysis we did ignore any sort of fisheries. 100% of the water out of there, we get anywhere from 6.8 million to 36 million
cubic meters of water. 6.8 million, 36 million.
Thank you.
In
any of the discussions that you had, either damming a space, so you're going to be able to create a water source there, just pumping a percentage of that river, but instead making both a hydroelectric and a water source at the same place?
I can answer that. I've been involved in, it's Erica Benham here, I've been involved in, I think, all of the meetings at BHT on the subject of water supply, and explicitly asking about it. I will reiterate that we've heard multiple times and very clearly that from the perspective of the hunters and trappers that the Grinnell is off limits. There is no interest and no support from taking water from the Grinnell River. And we heard it again.
2018.
So I can't speak to the prospect of hydro, but certainly the prospect of water taking. If there was absolutely no other option available, then they suggested that discussion could be had. But in terms of where we were presenting the possibility of other options on the table, the Sylvia Grinnell was pretty much a non-starter.
Please do state your name before you speak.
After this today.
If Councillor Stevens doesn't have any immediate follow-up, I have another one. There's been lots of talk about the supply here, very little talk about reservoir options. I'm just wondering how much work has been done.
Well, my understanding is that Stantec have not been involved in as I've noted, one of the advantages of a year-round option is that it takes it's maybe not year one, but if we don't have we can deliver all the water we want in the summer.
Reservoir options. So detailed design is not included, but there's some initial options in terms of location and size and so on that have been developed. The city is looking at, of course, wanting to have a pipeline, so if the unnamed option leads, the city would look at having a pipeline move ahead very quickly in advance of the because then we would have the resupply, the permit, do the pumping program intent to phase to phase this project in the pipeline completed soon as possible, as well as the replacement to the distribution, which we haven't talked, which we're not going to talk about tonight specifically, but the intent to proceed with those two components of the project, well, the reservoir design and so on.
Go ahead if you have comment to that, please.
Yes, and actually, can I add to what you've just said? Even the summer-only resupply line can start up prior to freshet. So you probably have a month or more before that you could actually be supplying into late get the line flowing.
So once we make a decision,
ultimately, I think Erica should probably speak to you, but if you could bring the slide up, the next step slide. We show in the next step, we show confirm
So one thing that, so if you work backwards a little bit on your question there, any water taking that the city is going to do, given the volumes involved, is going to require an amendment to your water license, which is a type A water license. That process is a minimum of a year. There's no way to stop that process. It is a year-long process. Make that process a year long and not longer is to be prepared for all the information, designs, the background data that supports the proposal that you're seeking and the amendment that you're seeking. So there's a bit of work to do prior to submit an application to amend the water license. So we'll take the scenario where, as Walter described, you might be just looking to set up Unnamed Lake with a pipeline Lake Geraldine Reservoir and to construct a new reservoir. So to have enough supporting information that Unnamed Lake can in fact sustain a certain amount of water withdrawal. And that water withdrawal, the study that we've done, is basically says you're just taking the excess water from that lake. You're not drawing down the lake and hoping that whatever extra is flowing out of that lake. And that is available that's a data set that needs to be confirmed. Not a long data set for that. The designs don't all need to be tender ready. Illustrated enough, let's say a 50% level design to be able to articulate to the water board what it is you're achieving, the who, what, when, where, how, why. If it takes a little bit longer to design a new reservoir, for example, the additional reservoir, that's okay, but you need to know enough about it that it can be sculpted into that you want to have the buy-in of all the stakeholders. There's environmental studies to be completed. You're not going to be harming fish, people who will be impacted by having a pipeline and other infrastructure set up. I would concur that generally there's probably about a year ahead of study and design and the water license to follow after that. But I think it would be ambitious to say that you're ready to go to the water board right now.
Thank you, Kyle. Not on the same subject. Earlier on, Kyle, you had expressed support for
summer only.
When we're talking about our population growing, infrastructure grows up around it,
but
I don't disagree. My concern is keeping it, the complexity as low as possible.
The
presentation highlighted four other communities.
Existing
population is already Rankin and Linton, forget the population, the amount of water
in the distance.
It froze up about 2 years. It was in the first 5 years for sure. We do the startup tasks and get it going, and then you start maintaining in operation. And really, that's about the maintenance that requires. Where it will fail is
Thank you for that. And can we just confirm what I thought I understood? One advantage that I continue pumping. Our current reservoir, like mana, is much larger than any of the we would have a fail-safe.
Yes, even in the design year 2050, I think it's 1.8 million,
1.8 million
cubic meters, or
cubic meters
in that lake below the ice.
Shiku atane,
if we maintain it at
taimana,
relatively full level,
tatakte hatta we don't have
completely full because we want to take this freshet into it. But let's say we've got 1.5 million cubic meters. In fact, even in 2050, that
2050,
multiple months of drawdown to be able to, then, if it freezes,
worst
possible time,
middle,
January,
you still have
till April to get it. The way you these other systems that I'm talking about are designed,
you
have a vault every, say 200 meters apart.
So 200 meters.
We have experienced thawing lines. Happens fairly regularly. Just my last question right now. I know it says here January 2022. When are we going to be requesting?
June 2022.
I think that we're aiming for an August.
Thank you for that. Councillor Stevenson, any other
questions?
I guess only to follow up on that, you know, in your next step slide, ongoing engagement and consultation. Is there
ongoing
engagement and consultation?
No, I don't believe this is scheduled.
It's
to be the
It's Erica, but yeah, just to add what to Amy said, we did
Erica,
a couple of other groups that were interested in continuing to be engaged
in
QIA. And the city's commitment there was when this project, starts to proceed to design, they would be kept informed. Additional specific requests prior to the design phase commencing. So the groups that have been engaged thus far, and that includes the committee. More interested in and they may not be a factor if the unnamed lake option, get more information as the design progresses and they're able to provide input at that stage.
All All right, seeing no other
questions,
I'm sure some issues will arise between now and August.
No,
that's all that I had, but if anyone has any questions,
they
can email them to me and I'll make sure that
they are
answered and Stan Tech can help with
them. Thank you, Walter. You're
welcome. Thank you.
All
right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.